now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this nice sunny day. It looks like it's going to be a couple of good days strung together, so that's always good with the start of springtime. And with the start of springtime, of course, we have Easter around the corner. Got lots of great guests later in the show, but first of all, one of our favorite chefs, Chef Teresa Carl Saunders from Island Vittles is here. How are you, Teresa?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no talk. How's Island life going?
Island life has been a little quiet this winter, but you said it's spring and we're just starting to wake up. We've got a nice sunny day here too, so it should be really nice.
And tell everybody what island you're on.
I'm on Pender Island, which is in the Southern Gulf Islands.
And you know, it's true that the other day, you know, Hudson started like getting the deck ready and you start putting a few things out in the garden and sort of cleaning up, and it doesn't take long before you have that feel of getting the garden furniture out and longing for that new season.
Longing for the sun and the heat. I think, we're longing for a little bit of heat right now. We've still got the wood stove.
Oh, dude.
It's been chilly, for sure.
Here
for that. So
yeah.
It would be nice to warm up and have the garden growing and everything.
Absolutely. And I know you grow a lot of stuff, and I want to talk later about some new ideas for sort of lighter eating, spring eating. But with Easter around the corner, I know you always do things a little differently, but I want to know, when you grew up, what was your traditional family meal for Easter?
We always had a ham.
A ham. Us too.
At Easter. So that's what I'm used to seeing. I know a lot of other people do lamb. I don't know if that has to do with the Lamb of God and it being Easter and that sort of religious. I've always wondered. I don't know, though. We always had a ham, and it was pretty traditional. Sort of mom would spike it with some cloves and no pineapple ring.
No pineapple ring.
No.
I love that, though, all the old school stuff.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, and the other thing she used to serve all the time was potato salad. And I think that was because it was spring. We didn't necessarily have a big, heavy, hot meal like a Christmas type of meal. We had more of a, it was almost like a potluck feeling to it.
You know, that's true, Teresa, because I'm always surprised when I see turkey and people that choose the turkey at Easter. I mean, turkey's great all the time, but it seems like ham, I don't know, you've already had, you know, Thanksgiving and then Christmas time with a turkey. And Easter, I think you haven't, maybe a lot of people don't think about adding lighter sides to it, like a potato salad, more like a picnic idea like your mom did.
Well, yeah, very much so. And, you know, everybody loves doing big family meals and things like that, but the onus of all the work is always on the cook, and I think it would be nice if Easter was more of a potluck kind of feeling, where you had everybody gathering, coming over, and the hostess or the host put up the big piece of protein in the middle of the plate, in the middle of the table, and then everybody else contributes. And it's always a lovely meal when everybody else contributes, because you're trying new things and you're talking about the food as you eat it.
I think that's a really good idea, because sometimes people get so overwhelmed with having to entertain. And maybe if you're a beginning cook especially, Teresa, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, you know, why not say you'll do the wine and the protein, or if you're not comfortable cooking the turkey or the ham or the lamb, then you do a couple of side dishes and get someone else who really loves to cook a big piece of protein, because some of us really like to cook big pieces of meat.
Now remember,
others
also careful who's your family or friends when you have to bring all the wine. That could be a heavy hit.
Budget, couldn't it?
It could kill it totally. Now, I know you're really creative too, and you do all the photography for your site. What kind of tables have you done in the past, or did your family do when you grew up? I imagine your mom was creative as well.
My mom would say she wasn't creative, but she was. She was just creative in a different way. She always pulled out the Danish. My family is of Danish origin. And so my mother has beautiful Danish full place settings of china and things like that in a really lovely blue with seagulls. And it was always very spring-like. And so the table was light and pastel-colored. Mm. Dad would never allow flowers on the table because they just got in the way of conversation. So she would do other things to bring a little bit of color, a little bit of sparkle to the table.
And what do you do now?
And that's what I like to do. I've been known actually to pull out my grandmother's collection of doilies that she made, and spread those out, and then put on top of that my collection of hodgepodge china. I don't really have a full place setting, but I love to go thrift shopping. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit more, I think Martha Stewart is of this sort of thing, where she just likes to have pretty things and they don't all have to match. And that's, if you get away from the matchy-matchy mind frame and you get into the, oh, wow, those two disparate things look really great together. Then you start to have some fun and your creativity opens up a little bit more even.
And I think spring and Easter is a perfect time to do that because all of a sudden you want to bring those heirloom pieces that you never see the light of day because Christmas maybe is the red and green. It's you've got a theme going all the time. Whereas Easter, you sort of feel like those traditions coming out for some reason.
Well, yeah, you know, and we think of Easter eggs. So we think of pastels and bright colors, maybe toned down a little bit, not too bright. But things that bring spring to the table, I think, is a really great theme for Easter.
And I bet you do fun things, too, if you have guests over, don't you, and go to Easter egg hunts and such in your yard. I can see it.
There's actually, Wednesday, I'm going to a friend's house, and we're going to do a big, there's a bunch of kids coming over, and we're doing a natural Easter egg dye experiment. So we're going to use red cabbage, and we're going to use some turmeric, we're going to use some coffee, and the colors of the eggs will be a little bit more neutral, or a little bit more earthy, let's say, but you can get a wonderful blue out of red cabbage if you boil a few leaves with a little bit of vinegar. Because then the red turns to blue, and it's a long, complicated chemical reaction. But really, red cabbage in a pot with some water and acid, and you get a really great Easter egg dye that's bright blue.
And do you do the eggs hollow eggs, or do you?
My mom and I always did hollow eggs. I don't know what we're going to do this week. I suspect we're just going to hard boil them because it's a bit faster. But I love blowing eggs. I love blowing hollow eggs.
A little gross, but
yeah. I don't know. I think if you did it as a child, then you'd probably still get into it as an adult. It's one of those weird, fun things.
Yeah. And, you know, I like the old school aspect of that, too, that, you know, my mom would tell me when they were young, that was Easter, the Easter eggs, you know, dyeing them and rolling
Absolutely.
Them down hills and such. So I think that's neat to have things that you've made yourself on the table and a few crafts that you do as a family.
And I don't have kids, but I think that kids really like to see the stuff that they've made on the table. It brings them into the meal, and it gives them something to be proud of. And kids these days, especially on Pender anyway, we have a lot of kids that are really into doing things the old way, and they want to learn about gardening and things like that. And I think that's great. I think it's a good balance, you know, a little bit of computer time, a little bit of outside time. Balance is the best.
Absolutely. And I think adults like doing that, too. I often buy little themes at certain events and with our family and get the paints out, and everybody paints a pot or does something a little bit different, and people get
great.
Into it.
They do get into it, and it's something different. You know, some of us, family time and family dinners like that, they can be a little stressful because family doesn't always get along. But if you have an activity like that, it's fun, you know, and you can see what other people do and what they like to do, and I think it brings everybody together.
And do you have party games as well?
We've been known to have a few party games. outside party games, we're a big croquet group, and we play a lot of obstacle croquet, so which gets quite dangerous, actually, in combination with the wine.
But I think you should do a book like Martha Stewart, only your take on it.
It would be a lot less labor-intensive, my party, over Martha Stewart.
And probably a lot more fun. We come back, we're going to talk about how to cook that perfect Easter meal and some spring cooking ideas. Back in a minute.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
How Bell makes getting a Samsung better.
Emma from Ottawa asks,
I'm thinking of getting a Samsung Superphone. What's your selection like?
Well, Emma, Bell has the largest Samsung lineup. We offer the Galaxy S3 in three colors, the Galaxy Note 2 in black and white, the Galaxy S2 HD LTE, and more. Best of all, they're on sale until March 31st.
There's never been a better time to get a Samsung phone on Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Being with Bell just got better.
Hello, I'm Stephen McIntosh of Optics International, and how's this? Largest optical stores in Canada, on-site optometrists, 5,000 designer frames, and 50% off all lenses for the month of March, including our Shamir Design digital lenses. By far the single largest single-pair lens sale we run. 50% off all prescription lenses, March only, Optics International only, in Victoria Uptown below Future Shop, and now with two new super opticals in downtown Vancouver.
If you have trees, shrubs, or soil, then you need the expertise of Bartlett Tree Experts. Now, tree tips from Bartlett.
Over the winter months, when the leaves are off the trees, it's a great time to have an arborist come in and assess your trees for hazards. With the leaves off, it's clear to see dead and broken limbs, weak unions, and potential points of failure that may be able to be corrected prior to any winter or spring storms.
For the tree company with local knowledge and global resources, visit Bartlett.com or call 1-877-BARTLETT.
By applause, who likes to pay less for things? Good news! You'll pay less for tickets and passes when you ride BC Transit. Starting April 1st, youth 18 and younger and seniors 65 and older pay $150 a ride when using a sheet of 10 ticket. Youth and senior monthly passes are reduced to $45. Day passes for everyone are reduced to $5. If you prefer cash, it's $2.50 for everyone. Buy your tickets and passes at over 180 outlets in Greater Victoria. Learn more at bctransit.com.
We are back. We're joined by Chef Teresa Carl Sanders from Island Vittles. You can look her up on her website. And, Teresa, you have lots of information there for everybody about island life and great recipes.
Yeah. I try to combine a little bit of everything, lots of pictures of the dog as well if you're a dog lover. But mostly we focus on food, and I do a lot of foraging here on Pender. And so the big wild food that's around right now is nettles. So if you go to islandvittles.com, you'll find quite a few recipes at the top of the page for nettles. And if you don't have any access to nettles, which I would argue you actually do, but if you prefer, you can always use spinach, or you can always use mustard greens, or you can use young kale, anything that's green.
You've always got some cool ideas. Okay, we're talking about Easter, so the beginning chef or even someone who's done it for a while, what's your prep as far as the shopping, how much before the day of, and then we'll get into actually how you cook the meal.
Right. I would start by making a list of what you're doing, of what you're going to make and how many people you've got coming. And then there's generally when there's a big feast involved, I have two shopping days. I have one day that's, you know, let's say 4 or 5 days ahead of time where I'm getting the big piece of meat and maybe the potatoes and other things. And then just the day before the feast on the Saturday, if you're going to eat on Sunday, I would go out to a fresh produce cellar and get all my vegetables there so they're nice and fresh.
Good idea. And what about this mise en place? I hear about Hudson always talks place. About that.
Mise en place means everything in its place. So it means being prepared. And we all know in life, the more prepared you are generally, the better off things go. So if you can break things down and prepare a few things ahead of time so that you're not doing everything on that day. You know, it's not a marathon cooking day of from 9 until 5 and then your guests arrive at 5:30 and you're exhausted. That's sort of not what you want to do. What you want to do is, hey, you know, if you're making potatoes, well, then maybe you can peel, if you're going to boil the potatoes and make mashed potatoes, you could boil the potatoes the day before and then leave them and then heat them up slowly the day of the party and just mash them. If you were doing a potato salad, you could do the potato salad the whole thing the day before. A green salad can be prepped the day before. Put it in the bowl, get everything in there, toss it up nicely, and then cover it with damp paper toweling, and then cover that with plastic wrap. You'll keep the greens nice and crisp, and everything in the bowl will be fresh.
That's great. Then you're not all stressed out. And the day of, how long would you need to cook a ham? Usually they're already cooked, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I think that might be one of the reasons Mom always chose a ham, was just because it was already cooked, and it was really just a matter of reheating it for a couple of hours at the most. If you're cooking, you know, it depends. If it's a nice day and you look outside and you say, hey, let's do that leg of lamb on the barbecue, well, then you can foist it off on your lovely mate and make them cook it, and then, hey, the day gets much easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Now, what about a side, like say we're having the ham,
okay,
maybe the potato salad, which maybe we'll get your mom's take on that. Asparagus is in season.
Asparagus is beautiful.
And how do you cook? Some people like them thin, some like the thick ones, some do them with lots of salt, some like to peel them or barbecue them. What is your preferred method?
There's a time for thick asparagus and there's a time for thin asparagus. But I prefer the thick stuff for when I'm cooking for a lot of people, because it's easier to keep green. The thin stuff, you can overcook it really quickly, and then you get sort of a gray mush. Asparagus is lovely cold. So that's another one that you could steam ahead of time or blanch in boiling salted water for a couple of minutes ahead of time. And then one of my favorite things to do with asparagus is to blanch it and then cool it down and then just drizzle olive oil and some balsamic vinegar over top with some nice big shreds of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yummy.
And coarse salt.
So for people that maybe don't like it, there's a different take on it. Maybe that would be a better flavor if it's cold and with the cheese
and
all
with the
that.
Cheese and a little. And the other thing I quite often do is put a little lemon zest, just grate a little tiny bit of lemon zest across the top, and it gives it a nice, fresh, sharp flavor. And that helps. Yeah. If you don't like a vegetable one way, you should always try to do it a completely different way, because quite often you'll find that your enjoyment level goes up.
That's so funny, because you get so used to, like, even ordering food. If you go to a restaurant, you get the same thing all the time because you're afraid, oh, what if I don't like that? Like, there's never going to be another chance again. So I think we do get really set in how we've always done it, and we're afraid to break that mold.
And that's very true. And I think another layer on top of that that's been added recently is food is getting really expensive, and a lot of people can't afford to experiment anymore.
True.
Yeah. So, but I would say that there are so many ways to cook vegetables, and we're trying to get more and more vegetables into our diet rather than and maybe a little less meat. And to be creative in the vegetable department can help encourage everyone to get those veggies down.
Yeah, I think the older you get, maybe you enjoy them more. I've been, especially when you have fresh markets or, the local markets where you can get such a variety and try something new. We're talking about the potato salad as well. I'm sure you have your own take. What was your combination probably of your mom's and your recipe? Because I think most families have sort of my sister-in-law Jill makes a fabulous potato salad that I've followed.
Okay, and is that a mayonnaise-based one?
Yeah, and there's some vinegar and pickle and, yeah.
Vinegar. Yeah, I have two basic potato salads. One would be the old-style, sort of deli-style one with a good mayonnaise-based dressing, lots of Dijon mustard in there, lots of green onions, chopped green onions, lots of pickle. Very typical picnic potato salad. The other one that I really like is one where you're boiling the dressing, and it's much like a coleslaw dressing where there's a little sugar in it, some vinegar, some water, and you boil that up, and then you pour, it's a German potato salad, and you pour it over the potatoes while they're still hot. And the potatoes absorb that dressing, and it's a much lower calorie dressing.
Because sometimes it doesn't stick to it, right? So that way, because they're really porous, aren't they, a potato?
They are really porous. And when they're still hot, they're more porous.
And so, that's when you also need to add salt, right, if you're doing like baked potato.
And I get a hard time sometimes from home cooks who look at the amount of salt that I'm using and say, oh, dear God, what are you doing? My blood pressure just went up watching you. But really, when you start with unprocessed ingredients and you've got, all fresh vegetables and you're not using anything from a box or you're not using anything from a package, the salt isn't there. And so you need to add the salt. You need to add salt to potato to the water that you cook the potatoes in.
Right. And even like with that asparagus, I start adding more salt and it really gives a different flavor than if you don't use enough salt. If you use lots, it really...
I always say to people when they say, why is restaurant food so good? Now, part of the reason is that the restaurant uses more fat than you would at home. So fat, but they also use more salt. And salt makes things taste good.
Yeah, it just does, doesn't it?
It just does. And when you boil vegetables, you should be boiling them in water that tastes like the sea. That's the best way to describe
right.
it. You put enough salt in there until it tastes like you just swallowed a bunch of seawater.
That's good to know. And condiments, I'm sure, when you come to Victoria, I know you always find the neatest specialty stores.
I have to stop at one store that I've never been to, yes.
Yeah, and it's really neat because you've taught me a lot of stuff that I didn't know about. Condiments, everybody's got like a special mustard or a grainy mustard. What are your finds as far as that?
I've been told that I have a salt problem. I add a lot of it to food, but I also have, let's say, I think last count it was 10 or 11 different salts.
Wow.
And one of my favorite salts that I use is actually the one we make here. And how my husband and I have the wood stove on for heat all winter long, and because we're on an island, it's really easy for us to access nice, clean seawater. So we actually have a pot of seawater on the stove all day long, all winter long, and we make our own salt just by evaporating the water on the top of the wood stove, and it's delicious. It tastes saltier somehow. I can't describe it.
People wouldn't know that you were an executive in Vancouver before, right? Now you're making salt.
I was many years ago in a different life.
Wow.
I was a manager for a large overnight transportation company.
Unbelievable. How about mustards? Are you
and
a mustard person?
Mustards are another. Oh, I have so many mustards. And mustard is one of those weird condiments that's really fun to make at home. Now, I won't go into it because it takes a bit of time, but if that sort of strikes your fancy, you should look up homemade mustard recipe and try it, because you can get really inventive with beer and you can add all sorts of different things in there. It can really get to be quite a lot of fun. I have a Dijon mustard in my fridge all the time, and a coarse grainy mustard, and then an English mustard, because I'm married an Englishman and you can't eat anything without English mustard.
What's an English mustard? What's the difference?
It's like a Keen's. So it's in that jar, and it's yellow. It's not as yellow as like French.
Oh, yeah. But my dad used to make the powdered mustard.
Yeah,
you can make.
Yeah, and you can actually make the powdered into your own mustard, or you can buy it prepared, and it's just spicy is what I would describe.
And that always reminds me of Easter, too, is, you know, my dad making up that powdered mustard, which was always weird, but it was that special flavor that was like once a year.
Exactly, and it goes with the ham.
It really does. If you haven't tried it, do try that, because it is delicious. How is Howard doing?
Well, real estate is just starting to pick up with the spring. It's funny when the days get longer, we all get a little happier and start looking at things, including houses. So.
And he's your man on Pender if you're looking for a place.
He
okay,
is.
Springtime is here. What if you want to lighten up your cooking as well? We've got a minute and a half left. What kind of food can you start buying and prepping for? You know, the lighter
spring,
weather.
Salads. I think that's what everybody thinks of when they think of lighter spring eating. And salads as a meal are a great idea. I've actually got a nice Peruvian chickpea salad on islandvittles.com that's a good example of a full meal salad. It's got some homemade fresh cheese that's really quite easy to make and some deep-fried chickpeas for a little bit of unhealthiness that makes you feel good about eating it.
And protein.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of fresh greens. So if you have any greens in your garden, they're always great. Sorrel, kale, things that come up early are wonderful. And mix herbs in too, you know. That's right now is a great time to get all those young sprigs of herbs. And they add amazing flavor to salads, to rice. Rice salads are lovely. And, you know, you can make a salad out of anything.
Don't always have to use a lettuce base. You can kick it up with something different, add a grain and a salad if you want.
Exactly. Couscous. You know, the possibilities are literally almost endless.
Okay, so we can look at Island Vittles for that recipe and lots of others, and I'm sure you'll be putting up some more springtime recipes in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so. I'm starting something new on Island Vittles on Monday, actually, so come to islandvittles.com. I'm just starting to write a little bit of fiction, and I'm going to throw a little bit of fiction out every couple of weeks with a recipe that goes with it. So it's something new, and I'm excited about it.
Sounds great. Nice talking to you. Have a wonderful Easter.
Thanks. You too, Patty.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
We come back after the news. We're going to talk to Debbie Hartz about the positive aspects of music in your life.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
Sylvia Brown, the world-renowned psychic and spiritual teacher, comes to Victoria. Join Sylvia Brown at the Royal Theatre April 13th for an evening of insights and live readings. Witness the unbelievable live. Random draws allow ticket holders to ask questions of Sylvia Brown, world-renowned psychic for more than 50 years. See Sylvia Brown April 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Royal Theatre. Tickets at the McPherson box office or online at rmts.bc.ca.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The City of Victoria is encouraging energy efficiency this weekend as we approach Earth Hour tonight. Victoria will join other cities worldwide to raise awareness about climate change and energy conservation by asking Greater Victorians to turn off as many lights and appliances as safely possible between 8:30 and 9:30 tonight. Acting Mayor Chris Coleman says in addition to normal energy saving practices, the city will be turning lights down or off at City Hall and the Crystal Pool for the duration of Earth Hour. The Esquimalt Residents Association is holding a rally today in opposition of a CRD proposal to build a biosolids facility in the township. The district announced it had entered into an agreement with Wilson Foods this week to purchase a site on the 800 block of Viewfield Road. That property is now being considered for the biosolids facility that would work in conjunction with a new sewage plant built at McLaughlin Point. The rally starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Harroward Road. Between Devonshire and Viewfield, the acting mayors of both Esquimalt and Colwood are expected to be in attendance. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says a lot of people are evading taxes in Canada, and that's why his government is closing some loopholes. Speaking in Vancouver yesterday, he said under his new budget, people will have to report to Revenue Canada when they transfer large sums of money outside the country.
All of this is just to make sure that people pay their fair share. It's not to ask anyone to do anything, but comply with the Canadian tax laws and pay their fair share of taxes. If people don't pay their fair share, then it's very difficult to keep taxes low.
Flaherty says some wealthy Canadians are using sophisticated methods to hide money from the government. An online game funded by Ontario taxpayers that shows the bombing of a gas pipeline and drew criticism from the premiers of both Alberta and BC is now being reviewed.
TV Ontario, the province's public broadcaster, spent money to create the game Pipe Trouble to accompany a documentary that deals with opposition to pipelines in British Columbia. But critics slam the game's introductory video, which appears to show activists protesting before a pipeline blows up. TVO says it recognizes the public concern over pipe trouble, and the game has been removed from its website. The broadcaster says two independent individuals will be appointed to review the game in the context of TVO's programming standards. Steve Fairbairn, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
And researchers in Britain are saying certain bird sounds apparently reduce stress.
Hear that? That's the song of the wren, a stress buster here in Britain, apparently.
It's got that very nice high-pitched warble, which you could just listen to all day, probably.
That's Professor Trevor Cox, a professor of acoustic engineering here in the UK, who says an online survey has shown that certain bird sounds reduce stress. But he admits flying in the face of this are the associations we make. So while the sound of a seagull may seem loud and raucous and not at all relaxing, for some it may bring to mind pleasant memories of summer spent at the seaside. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Taking a look at CFAX 1070 weather now. Cloudy today. Could see a bit more sunshine as we get closer to the noon hour here. High of 9 degrees. Clear skies overnight with temperature expected to drop down to zero. And tomorrow cloudy with a small chance of showers late in the afternoon and a high of 8 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. That's news to 11:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm joined by Debbie Hartz, who we've had on the show lots. She's with Tom Lee Music, and Tom Lee Music is something, a name we've heard for years and years. It's been around for a long time. Debbie Hartz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Patty. It's always a pleasure to be here, and it's great to see you.
It's great
again.
To
Thanks.
See you, too. Tom Lee Music, we were just talking about it. How many years now has it been around?
Well, Tom Lee Music originally started after the Second World War in Asia, so it's still very big in Asia. We have 8 stores in Canada, and we also have a Steinway Center in Markham, Ontario.
Now, Steinway, that is that the name for pianos?
It is. It really, I mean, it's the number one name in the world for pianos. And when artists are choosing pianos, when they go to New York where Steinways are made, yeah, and they're choosing a piano, they get to try whatever Steinway it is that they want. And that's what they, 98% of the time, they will choose a Steinway. So when you see a piano on stage, that's what it's going to be.
And how do you love working in the music world?
I love it because I have a background in music, and so it's so much fun. So when someone comes in to see me, you know, to buy a piano, when you walk into our showroom, people always go, oh, wow, because there's 50 pianos. And so there's rows of grand pianos, and there's, you know, rows of upright, beautiful pianos. So we sell Yamaha and Steinway. And so my job is to match the perfect instrument, the perfect piano, to them. So I have sort of been deemed the piano matchmaker, which is so much fun.
Hey, that's cool. And, you know, you were just talking about the Tom Lee location. It's out in Millstream Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a destination store as well, almost like the golf store out there where you can go and say you have a child who wants to play the guitar, there's guitar rooms. Tell us about what's available if someone Saturdays right now out in that area wants to drop by.
I would so encourage them to do so because it's a huge store. So when you walk into the store, you'll see a grand piano that points you to the piano room. So children are encouraged to come in and play. Anyone's encouraged to
come
in and play.
Often.
Yeah, no, they are. They're encouraged to come in and play. So, and then we've got a gentleman that fixes almost any kind of musical instrument. So we have some amazingly talented people that I'm so proud to work with. We have an amp room for electric guitars. So you can go and crank it up and you can go in there and you can play any electric guitar that you want. You can go into our acoustic room and you can look at all the beautiful acoustic guitars that we sell. And we have just staff that is so knowledgeable and been there forever that can absolutely answer every question. We sell everything from ukuleles to violins to flutes, you name it, double basses, everything.
And what are you seeing right now in the music world? Are parents getting their kids back into music again?
Oh, definitely. We also have a large music school. And so I think parents are realizing that, you know, everything that we do right now is made for us. And so when you're playing music, you're actually creating something. And there are studies that Harvard has done with regards to the brain in children. In children who study the piano specifically, the studies that they've done, they do better in math, they do better in science, and they actually pick different careers, and they go to university, and they end up choosing, they do very well in life.
Well, and speaking of, you know, young people learning, I know there's a lot of older people that maybe took piano earlier in life or just have always wanted to play. When they see someone play piano, they go, I want to do that. Is it hard to pick up if you're older?
Well, I'll give you an example. I think I'm a really good example of that because I played to the level of winning a silver medal for music in Alberta
wow.
at one point in my life. But that was in my heydays of music. And so now what I'm doing is I'm actually relearning the piano. So I'm taking piano lessons myself. I've taken lessons in our school, so I know what that's like, and it's a great school. And it is not hard to pick up. And I can tell you the sense of accomplishment because when you can actually play something and you hear someone says to you and your family, wow, that sounds really good. And you're starting to get back to where you were or you're starting to accomplish something for someone that's new at music. It is a true accomplishment. And it's something you can have for your whole life.
Yeah.
We held a music teachers event and one of our teachers plays to people who are actually dying. That's what her job is. And she said it is amazing to see that people will play as well right up until the day that they're dying.
At hospice, a lady came in and played when my dad was in there, and it was amazingly moving, the music and mm-hmm. the choices, and it just flows through your life, no mm-hmm. matter what point you're at, and it can be a fun thing too. Like when I grew up, we always had music parties where people were singing and dancing, and maybe we need to balance that out again, like we were mm-hmm. talking about getting back in the first section with good wholesome foods, with music again mm-hmm. too, that bring that back in our lives. And a lot of people, I think, were getting rid of pianos and organs in the last decade or two, and I think, you know, it's nice to have a home that has a musical instrument in it.
Absolutely, because it really does bring a lot, and you can turn everything else on, and you would just get a chance to create. And we have amazing digital products too that are, if you're not an expert at music, you can sit down at a Clavinova and you can have the whole band. You can sing with the mic, and it actually will harmonize with your voice so that you sound better.
Oh my gosh.
About the
that
ultimate
would be
party.
So much. And what do you call it?
It's a Clavinova.
Mm-hmm. And space-wise, too, I guess you have all different kinds of sizes of instruments mm-hmm. so that if you wanted a piano, you could also get a keyboard if you didn't have space for it.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're saying, the matchmaker.
Yes.
Where you can match it. Now, who has the big grand piano? Do you have anybody that's buying those?
Oh, we do. They're flying out the door.
Is that right?
They are. And if you have the space in your home, and people don't always just buy a grand piano just because they can play or they want to play.
They just want to lie on top of it, right?
Yeah. Or I've said, well, I'll sleep under it. If someone would buy me a grand piano, I'll sleep under it. But they're amazing instruments. And when children get to a certain level, when they get to about grade 4 or 5, there are very specific reasons that a grand piano is applicable for the music that they're going to be playing, and they really need that to keep going in their music. And if you're a teacher, that's probably where you want to be with your students as well, so you're going to want to have a grand piano. So pianos are, they definitely are going out the door.
Back in a minute, talk more about piano and piano lessons.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Hi, it's Wesley on CFAX 1070. I'm here at Bear Mountain Arena, where in just a few minutes, the third annual McCoy Rink of Dreams charity event will be starting up. If you haven't been to the Rink of Dreams before, it's a 24-hour-long hockey marathon to raise money for Vancouver Island children who face life-threatening conditions. All the proceeds raised go directly to the Help Fill a Dream Foundation, and it's plenty of fun for the whole family. There's music, a tailgate party, a player's beer and wine garden, and lots more. So come on down, support the kids in need all over the island. We're at Bear Mountain Arena, helpfilladream.com for full details. Also happening tonight, if you live in the Fairfield-Gonzales area, or you just want to support one of Victoria's local communities, well, the Fairfield-Gonzales Community Association is holding their annual Community Jazz Gala. They'll have swanky swing and jazz entertainment, wine tastings, a nail-biting silent auction, and fun fundraising games for everyone. That's happening tonight at 7, fairfieldcommunity.ca for everything you need to know. That's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by CFAX 1070.
Mom, what are you doing on the computer? I need to use it.
Not right now, honey. I'm looking at all of the items available in the Safeway e-auction. I simply use my Air Miles reward miles and this game ticket I got at Safeway to bid on amazing items like these diamond earrings or...
Oh, the big screen TV!
Get the trip to Hawaii!
Get the laptop!
Get us a pony!
Quiet, you guys. Jeez, I wish the Safeway e-auction was a silent auction. Get your e-auction game ticket when you shop at Safeway and start bidding at Safeway.ca. And don't miss the daily group buy, a fantastic item revealed daily.
You know, I'm a no-nonsense kind of guy. So when I went looking for information about cemetery and cremation planning, I went to the Royal Oak Burial Park website, robp.ca. Their website describes the choices people need to make, the options they offer, and complete price lists for their services. robp.ca is a great way to get information all in the privacy of your home. And Royal Oak Burial Park and Falaise Drive is community-owned and not-for-profit, so they're all about service, not sales. Check out robp.ca on the Internet. You won't regret it. I didn't.
We are back with Debbie Hartz, and we are talking about Tom Lee Music and all they have to offer. I know you do sell all to the schools. I know our children had a great teacher, Mr. Motza, at Arbutus, so you supply schools with a lot of the instruments? And
we do. We have one gentleman that's dedicated. That's really his one of his dedicated areas, and he's amazing at that. And he's always he's so knowledgeable and so helpful, and he's, again, you know, we're just so lucky because we just have such nice people. You know,
and passionate.
Can
I can
Very
see
passionate.
That. I was saying that to you in the break. You're passionate about what you're doing. That makes a difference in when people want to buy something. You're not doing it because you're trying to make a buck. You're doing it because you believe in what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have success, right? When you
that's
believe in
right.
it. Also, you have a recital hall. And I know your background is marketing as well. So you actually can have students or people in the programs. And you will show them how to rent that out. You'll
enjoy
let
the beauty of stained wood out. Without the upkeep. For
and
the month of March at Harbor Door, take advantage of a free...
And you will rent the space out, and it's like 75 people, and you have guys do the lighting and help out with all that?
Right. And so the music hall is dedicated for recitals, and but it's also dedicated to the community. So you don't actually have to rent it out for me. So you might come and audition for me. You might be a child that's in a group that you don't have a venue, or maybe you're a new musical group on Vancouver Island. We are so blessed on this island to have some of the most amazing musicians that I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And I've traveled all over the world, and we are really blessed here. And if they're looking for a venue that they would like to perform in and perform on a beautiful stage in a beautifully acoustic room, please, by all means, give me a call and we can help you set that up and I'll help you with the marketing.
That's so cool. How do they get a hold of you? That's quite a good offer.
Well, they can get a hold of me at debbie.hartz, H-A-R-T-Z, at tomleemusic.ca. They can call me at the store at 250-383-5222 and they can certainly drop by and see me anytime.
And you're at Millstream Village.
I am, yes.
And you also are involved in the community, you say, at Tom Lee.
We are. Tom Lee has had that reputation since the Second World War. And so in Victoria, just a few things that we support, the Greater Victoria Performing Arts Festival, the Silberg Festival in Courtney, the Pacific Opera, Victoria Symphony, the Victoria Conservatory of Music, UJAM, Victoria Jazz Society, UVic Fine Arts, Sydney Concert Series. I mean, it just goes on and on. And these are some of the bigger names. but we also support the smaller. We're here to help people because our business grows and succeeds when we help other people succeed in what they're doing in music. So don't ever be afraid to ask.
Sounds so neat. And you were talking in the break about that. What's it called?
The Clavinova.
Clavinova. And yes. You don't need to read music for this.
You don't. Actually, I had the privilege of going to Vancouver for training on the new one, and it is actually Wi-Fi available. So you can download everything from the internet. You can upload to Dropbox everything that you play, and you can actually share that in a community with other people what you're doing. And so, and again, it's got this mic that will, you know, harmonize with you, and you can have the whole band playing. You can choose the kind of piano you want to play. You can choose the kind of violin you want playing with you.
And My mind moving. Hey.
Yeah. And you can, you know, you have about 260 different styles that you can, you know, download that you can have backing you up. So if you know three chords and you just want to learn the right hand, and I can get you the music book that'll show you how to do that. And our teachers certainly could help you do that too.
Oh
and
gosh,
you've got the best party going on. I call it the worst. The world of fun.
Every time they come to my house, come on, sit down and pay attention. That's great. And if people want to know more, there's also lessons there. Is that when
yes.
you buy an instrument, or if you don't have bought it there, you can get lessons
you
through Tommy?
You don't have to have bought it there. If you would like lessons, we have a stringent program that our teachers go through. And so we have some of the best teachers in Victoria. So really proud of our teaching program as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Debbie, it's been wonderful talking to you. You're going to hang around for my next segment as well, because we're going to talk about facial things. Of course, you have lovely skin, as does our next guest from Dermablend. It's Dana Sarek. How are you, Dana?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Fuzzy. How are you?
I'm great. It's always nice talking to you. And, you know, you have lots of credentials as well. And like Debbie, you're passionate about what you do. Now, at Dermablend Clinic, you do a lot of different things. But today we're going to talk about, you know, sun damage and moles and tags, all these things that happen as we age particularly. What is the procedure and what do you use to attack those sort of things, Dana?
I use high frequency in plain words, it's a heat that is applied with filament, and heat shrink the skin to minimum so there is no scarring, and I have fantastic results from it. Now it's a springtime, and as the nice weather coming, time to groom our body as we do gardens and grass. So
it's like harvesting.
Right. And this is a very good time of the year to do it before we are totally exposed to the sun, so that we have a chance to heal and be ready for the summer.
And I don't think people think of this. You know, we hear about hair removal and all different things and getting our teeth done, but this is something that really, as you age, is good to do, because for one thing, you check on the moles and what's going on, but also more comfortable and aesthetically more pleasing. And this is a maintenance program, right, that people should come in once, twice a year and have done?
Yes, clean up whatever is. I strongly believe in prevention, and that's the best medication. Of course, any blemishes on the skin, it's potential hazard. And especially I notice a lot of damages from the sun on people coming from desert. So it's very hard to avoid sun down there, as I myself. I hide religiously, but it's still the sun lure you, and exposure to the sun, you pay the price in the end. And especially in early days when we didn't know about it, and now as we aging, not everybody has me, but everybody in the aging process starts surfacing, you know, the sun damages and so on. So same thing with the broken capillaries, especially on a face. You can hide them with the powder and makeup. They still show through, and it's good to do them before the capillary walls stretch further and they get bigger. Then you are in more serious treatment. So
I want to talk about that when we come back down. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to talk more about all these things back with Dan in a minute.
Enjoy the beauty of stained wood without the upkeep. For the month of March at Harbor Door, take advantage of a free ultra grain upgrade on select Clopay Steel insulated garage doors. The painted steel surface simulates a stained wood door. Staining and ongoing maintenance is eliminated. Save up to $250 in March only. For serious service of overhead garage doors, operators, and gate systems, count on the door professionals at HarborDoor.com and the Harbor Door Showroom, 210 Mary Street, celebrating over 25 years in business.
Harbor Door!
Grab a bite, get a few autographs, kick up your heels, get sociable!
There's a party in the air, you gotta be there!
It's the after party at the Ford World Men's Curling Championship, courtesy of Original 16. And it all starts Saturday at the Savon Foods Memorial Center. Tickets from just $20. Sponsored by Booster Juice, Hotel Grand Pacific, and your Victoria Ford dealers.
You wanna live it live, you gotta be there!
The difference between and is minus. Take care of your car and make sure you get where you're going. Get your oil and filter changed for only $39.99. And right now, for only $10 more, they'll also rotate your tires and check your brakes. Midas, the personal attention of a neighborhood garage with the protection and guarantees of a national chain. Offer valid on most vehicles at all 7 island locations. See store for details. Trust the Midas touch.
While you save here, you can also save here. Peninsula Co-op members received 5 cents back per liter on all the fuel they bought, plus 5% back on any food purchases. While they pump your gas, you can shop the local food market and save twice. Sign up for your lifetime membership for just $27 today at your local co-op.
Fill it up with your co-op. Moving ahead by giving back.
We are back in the studio. I have Debbie Hartz from Tom Lee Music, and also I have Dinah Sarek from Dermablend Clinic. And we were talking in the break, Debbie, and I know you love skincare, doing all this stuff, and you appreciate a pro like Dinah as well that knows her stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the kind of person that you want to go to, and you can definitely tell the difference. And
yeah, you don't want to mess around, right?
No, you don't. The time and the money, no, you don't.
No, and speaking of time and money, like, you are a professional, Dana, as far as you're a teacher. You've studied extensively in this, because if you're going to have one of these pens basically on your face that is burning something, you don't want to mess around with someone that doesn't know what they're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have to be in professional and safe hands, because some of the mistakes are not reversible. Mm. So, but this is still mild form of treatment. In England, Doctor practicing known as a radiosurgery, and most of the doctors don't bother here because it's fairly fiddly, but it is safest way, and the results are, as I said again, it's fantastic.
And tell people how they get a hold of you if they want to know more, Dana.
Simply phoning me. I do provide also free consultation and evaluation, so they always could call and come in and talk about it, and I could explain further, and they could see also photos before and after. So.
And that's Dermablend Clinic. It's a website, and it's 472-0099, or you can email me or get in touch with me at my website, lifestylewithpattymac.com. We're mm-hmm. talking about spider veins. You know, people have rosacea, and sometimes they get sort of veins through that as well. Is that something you should treat as well?
Actually, rosacea is, yes. Rosacea is mass of tiny capillaries that they are very close to the surface. And what happens sometime with such a blood supply into the skin, and they get inflamed, and sometimes rosacea get little pimples and so, and inflammation is very common with it. Once the capillaries are eliminated, rosacea is eliminated as well.
Now, if you go back in the sun, though, does that come back, and is it a maintenance thing again after that?
Those that are treated, they are finished for good.
They're finished for good.
Nobody can prevent a new one. Sometimes people, and runs in family, they have that the grandmother, mother, or father had it, and if the capillary valves are thin and runs in a family, they might have it in new places, not in the place where it's treated. What happened, the capillary is shrink to nothing, just like tubulation on women, so therefore it no show.
Okay, and then you can have spider veins also, like, say, the legs. Maybe if you cross your legs a lot, that can be treated as well?
Yes, it could be, yes, as well, yes.
And whiteheads, are these the kind that you can't really pop, that are stuck in your skin, that you need to have taken out with this thing like the Dermapen?
Dermapen is something different. I use for milias or whiteheads. What I do, I open the pore and enlarge it to exfoliate the substance from the gland, and I burn the sac inside of the skin of the oil gland, so therefore it's finished for good. By squeezing, the oil gland just burst in so many different directions, and it just make it worse. They have to be physically open and removed. So.
And what about the Dermapen? Is this a new procedure?
Yes, Dermapen is something very new that I started, and it's a very, very hot treatment now. It's a micro-needling device that is used to treat acne scars, surgical scars, stretch mark, large pores, and general skin rejuvenation.
I've got all those.
Yes.
That's why I love you. You're great.
Yes.
Honestly, well, Dad, you really do great work. And is this a long procedure? When you come in after a consultation, do you recommend you start on a certain part of the body and do an hour? Like, is it a short burst? Like, how long a procedure would you make it?
With the Dermapen, usually whole face is done. If you need a different area, that's got to be done in different time, because skin will be kind of reddish for a couple days, like
right.
After sunburn and so on. What area you need it, or what if it's a stretch mark, if it's scars, I wouldn't do too large of the area of the skin at once. Yes, it does have to be anesthetized, and I do use serum with the treatment. A lot of people think, okay, I'm going to put a cream on or serum, and that's a magic wand, poof, it's going to do the job. Not so. Skin is not a sponge, and it's not going to absorb just like that and solve the problem. Skin need to be, you need to have a micro insertions from the needles in order for serum to work.
It's amazing. That's Dana Sarek from Dermablend Clinic. Look her up. She does also the permanent makeup and many other things at her salon, and really is an expert when it comes to skin care. And I found the results have been amazing. I think Debbie said my skin looked really nice.
Your skin, you look amazing.
Thank you.
You do, definitely.
And Debbie Hart from Tomley Music, great having you on.
Thank you.
Emily, as always, thank you. Thank you, Dana. We'll see you very soon, my friend.
You're very welcome. Okay.
You have a great day, and you get out there until we meet again, and enjoy.
Okay.